Georgia.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. If you went to bed thinking the 49ers had last night's big game in the bag, you missed it.
And now set up in the red zone. Trying to take the lead. Mahomes goes for it right away. Wide open. Touchdown.
Patrick Mahomes with a 3-yard touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman with 3 seconds left in overtime, sending Kansas City to a 25-22 win on CBS. Correspondent Wendy Gillette from Allegiant Stadium.
The touchdown heard around the world gave the Chiefs a victory in OT. Only the second time a Super Bowl has gone into overtime. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named MVP for the third time.
So excitement, man. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of the guys, and to battle to the very end.
10-year-old Chiefs fan George Yakub was overwhelmed after watching the game in Las Vegas.
Exciting, and I didn't know who was going to win, and it kept like changing scores and keep getting tied.
This is the third Chiefs victory in just 5 seasons.
They're also the first back-to-back champs in 19 years. Now to Bethesda, Maryland, where the Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Doctors at Walter Reed Military Medical Center said Austin is in a critical care unit for treatment of a bladder issue. He has transferred his duties to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. This is Austin's second time in the hospital since his prostate cancer surgery in December. His doctors say his cancer prognosis remains excellent, but it's not clear how long he'll be hospitalized.
Israel's military says airstrikes in southern Gaza provided cover to rescue 2 hostages from a second-floor apartment in Rafah. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
A senior Hamas official said the Israeli raid will blow up any talks to free hostages Hamas is still holding. Rafah, on the border of Egypt, is the last major city in Gaza that Israel has not yet taken over, and about 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering there. Israel says it is working on a plan to move them to safety before any large-scale Israeli invasion.
Weather alerts up for parts of the U.S. midsection and the Northeast. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Several inches of snow, sleet, and freezing rain, and also some very heavy pockets of snow in and around northwest sections of Arkansas and adjacent portions of Missouri.
Storms expected to turn into a nor'easter as it hits the coast. Back to Vegas, where Travis Kelce had lots to shout about.
She's kingdom!
Not only did his team three-peat, his girlfriend Taylor Swift didn't disappoint. She cheered him on from a luxury suite and leaned in for a makeout session on the field after the game was over. Dow futures down 28. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette polls suggest President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me.
I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 37 on Wednesday. More sunshine with a high of 44. We could see a little light rain and snow on Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hey, everybody. It's Todd Alball. Noon to 3 on Monday, we have a cure for your Monday blues and also a look back at what happened over the weekend. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Everybody thinks eating meat is disgusting. Don't get me wrong, I eat meat, it's delicious. But here's how you can tell everybody thinks eating meat is gross. Just watch how you react when somebody asks you to eat an animal you're not used to eating. Say, hey, buddy, you want a gerbil burger? And somebody asks you to eat a reindeer? Then you're all confused because you can't remember if reindeers are real or not. You guys watch the Super Bowl? Everybody watch the Super Bowl? Yeah? All right. Here's the thing I like is at the end of the Super Bowl, they get hats like New York Giants. They got the hats that say they win. New York Giants, 2008 Super Bowl champs. But there's another set of hats. The Patriots don't ever get to see. They just send them immediately to the third world or something. And I don't know exactly, but I'm willing to bet there's a lot of kids in Cambodia who think the Patriots won that game. They got like a whole alternate history of sports over there. Like, they never heard of the Yankees or the Bulls. Everyone's wearing Buffalo Bills t-shirts.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here. I do appreciate it. Now, is this the day everybody wants off, the day after the Super Bowl? Every year we hear about this. People say, well, I think it should be a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl. Why? Because you were drinking all night long? Why? I don't think we may face national holidays in your hangover. I don't think that's how they get around. Yeah, I don't think Congress is going to declare this a holiday because you ate too much yesterday. You got a bellyache from too much chicken wings and pizza and nachos, and so we're going to declare a holiday so you can feel better today, right? I don't think that's the way it works. Now, it's going to be sunny and gorgeous today with a high near 43, part of cloudy, lows around 28 tonight. Sunny and gorgeous tomorrow with a high near 37. Right now, a clear sky and 24 degrees.
Music, I hear the music, baby. Oh, I can hear music, I can hear music, baby. Sounds of the city, baby, seem to disappear. Oh, and I can hear music, sweet, sweet music, whenever you touch me.
10 at WRGN Radio. Super Bowl 58 in the books. You're probably sick of hearing about it already. Well, I didn't hear anything because I didn't watch any of it. I went to sleep. I got to get up early in the morning. So I didn't watch any of the Super Bowl last night. My wife turned it on just before halftime. So I saw part of the halftime show. That was it with Usher on roller skates. But I didn't watch any of the game. I figured, you know what? I'll find out all the details in the morning and I'll share them with you. And that's what I did. So here is all the details from last night's Super Bowl. You ready? All right. Super Bowl 58 in the books. A lot of hype about Taylor Swift. Of course, none of that came to pass because, I mean, she wasn't part of the game. We'll talk about the conspiracy theories with her coming up in a few minutes. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the 49ers last night, 25-22 in overtime. It took a last-minute touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to win the game. You know, I saw some of the highlights this morning when I woke up. I quick turned on the TV, caught the highlights. It looked like a really good second half. First half looked kind of dull, but the second half came to life. Wow. The game was tied 19-19 at the end of regulation time. Both teams given the chance to possess the ball in overtime. The 49ers got down near the goal line, but couldn't get it in past the goal line. So they had to settle for a field goal. The 49ers defense just had to keep Mahomes and the Chiefs from scoring a touchdown to stay alive. And, of course, they didn't. They scored the touchdown. The final score, 25-22. This is the – let me get this right here. This is the Chiefs' second straight Super Bowl and the third in 5 years. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the Kelce Bowl last year, also by 3 points. They began in 2020 when they also beat the 49ers, so this was kind of a rehash of that game. So I was thinking back, and this I did on my own, make sure I got this right. The Steelers once had a dynasty going on. Remember every year the Steelers were in the Super Bowl and they were winning? Then the Patriots had the dynasty going on. Every year was New England Patriots with Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Now it looks like the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes is the new dynasty. Went from Steelers, the Patriots, the Chiefs. Well, that's what it looks like to me anyway. Mahomes, a Super Bowl MVP, well-deserved. It's his third time winning the award. Like it or not, the Chiefs are officially a dynasty, like I said, and Mahomes is the new Tom Brady. Well, we'll see about that. But he's getting there. Let's see what else we got here. There was one interesting little jab during the game there. Looked pretty intense. Travis Kelce apparently upset about being off the field for a pivotal play, and I guess he bumped the coach, Reed, caught him off guard. He apologized later on for it, though, and Reed said, that's fine, don't worry about it, it's part of the game. Let's see what else we got. You know all about that stuff. Some people thought, okay, let's talk about the, I'm looking at the strange moment here. All right, one strange moment in the game. 49ers linebacker Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles simply by running out into the field from the sideline. Happened in the second quarter, and people saying, well, maybe Taylor put a hex on him. Come on. Let's talk about the dopey, some of the dopey things that people had conspiracies about during this game. Always an insanity around the Super Bowl this time of year. Here are some of them. The big surprise for your weird flat earth uncle was when the Taylor Swift conspiracy nonsense didn't come true. That was a shock. She was supposed to endorse Joe Biden after the Chiefs won and Travis Kelce to propose to her on the 50-yard line or something like that. Chiefs did win, and there was a kiss. No endorsement. Nothing like that. Former President Donald Trump also appeared to reference the conspiracy thing hours before the game. He said Taylor should endorse him because he signed the Music Modernization Act back in 2019 and would be disloyal if after the Super Bowl she didn't come out on TV and endorse Donald Trump. Of course, that never happened. Conspiracy theory will just say the endorsement plan got scrapped after they figured it out. And sadly, you know, it never happened. Wow. Okay. Are you familiar with the superb owl joke? I was not until I read it and I had to look it up. Apparently back in 2008, there was a typo. And instead of saying Super Bowl, the B from bowl stayed with the word super. So it became superb owl. So owl photos were all over social media this weekend. The superb owl. Is that a Super Bowl? Took me a while to figure it out. Of course, I'm pretty slow in the morning. So, all right. Someone scanned social media to find out the most popular Super Bowl beer in all 50 states. The official winner, Bud Light. Didn't rank first anywhere. Yeah, that was the official sponsor of the game, Bud Light, but didn't rank first anywhere. Miller Lite was number one across the Midwest and New England. Michelob Ultra in much of the Northwest. Coors Light. What's the name of that beer? Yangling? I'm not familiar with beers because I don't drink them in Pennsylvania. The only state where Budweiser ranked first was Missouri, obviously. And from California to Florida across the south, it was Modelo. Am I saying that right, Modelo? I'm not familiar with beers. I don't drink them. Isn't that funny? The official sponsor of the game, Bud Light, was not number one anywhere. I never had a beer, so I don't know what they taste like. I mean, I don't know if they taste all different, and you'd have to find someone else to tell you that. All right, let's see. Google Trends Live tweeted a bunch of stats, what Americans were searching for during the game. During the first half, lots of people were asking Google what the lowest scoring Super Bowl was. By the way, it was 5 years ago when only 16 points were scored in Super Bowl 53. Patriots beat the Rams 13-3 that year. Searches for Super Bowl overtime rules spiked 4,200% after regulation ended last night. The phrase nail-biter meme also started trending. And don't watch a lot of Super Bowl in general. Underlying football for dummies was a top trending search during the game. Alicia Keys' Red Piano at halftime caused a big spike in searches for adult piano lessons near me. We'll see what people actually follow through with that. I am taking piano lessons now. That's all our Super Bowl talk this morning, by the way. I'll let Mike Clemens handle the rest during our sports reports. I started taking piano lessons. My wife started teaching me piano. And I had my first lesson last week. I didn't practice all week. I had my second lesson yesterday. And I think I'm okay on it. I think I'm going to do fine. You know, I went to go see Broadway Blockbusters at the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. And I forgot his name already. Ron Cruz, is that his name? He was the director of the show. He played piano for 90 minutes straight during the concert. And I got to tell you, I'm in awe of somebody who could do that. So kudos to that guy. I think Ron Cruz. I think that's the way you say his name. Hope I'm saying it right. All right, speaking about Cruz, Kelly Cruz is going to be here this morning from the DRC at 6 minutes after 7. She'll be here to talk about some of the fun events coming up in February for downtown Racine. So we'll talk to Kelly coming up. What else did I have? We'll talk about it after the break. Somebody stole a 200-foot radio tower. Do you believe that? A 200-foot radio tower. They walked off with it. I had the story the other day and didn't have time to bring it to you. I'm going to bring it to you today, though. Happened in Alabama. On ABC World News, they actually showed the tower. It's not like our tower here. It's what they call a self-supporter, where it's a big triangle with no wires attached to it. This was one of those sticks that had guy wires attached to it. So if you cut the guy wires, the tower will fall and you can take it with you. I don't know where you hide it. It's 200 feet. Should be easy to find. Anyway, we'll tell you the story coming up in just a few minutes. We got the Bucks against the Nuggets tonight, 6:30 at WRJN. We've got some local news coming up shortly as well. Don't forget, today's the last day to register for that big prize package we have for Valentine's Day. More on that coming up as well. Got a lot straight ahead right here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. I'm Don Rosen. It's a Monday. Yeah, I got a bellyache from all those chicken wings and pizza and tacos and everything yesterday. Yeah, it'll do it. Yeah.
Listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Try and eat healthy. I drink the bottled water. I feel kind of, and it makes you go to the bathroom every 10 seconds. But, you know, I feel kind of silly buying the bottled water. Maybe I'm just too Midwestern. Every time I go in a store, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know I can get water free from any faucet, but I want to pay for it. I'm just curious. Do you have any air back there? Or... can I buy your garbage? It is water. How did we get to the point where we're paying for bottled water? That must have been some weird marketing meeting over in France.
Yes.
Some French guy was sitting there. He's like, how dumb do I think the Americans are? I bet you we could sell those idiots water. Look, Pierre, the Americans are pretty dumb, but they're not going to buy water.
Oh, yes, they are. Let's just tell the Americans the water's from France.
The most abundant source on the planet. We're paying $4 a bottle for this stuff, huh? It's 6:21 at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday morning. WRJN. As I mentioned, a radio station in Alabama was forced to go silent after thieves stole their 200-foot radio tower and other equipment from a building. The station is WJLX. They sent a landscaping crew to the site on Friday morning for spring cleaning, only to find the 200-foot radio tower gone. When a crew member called the station's general manager to break the news, he was in disbelief. What do you mean the tower's gone? Are you sure you're in the right place? Actually, he's more colorful words than that, said Brett Elmore, as he recounted to NBC News. He said, there's wires all over the ground, and the tower is gone. Not only was the radio tower stolen, but a nearby building was also vandalized. Elmore said he heard the door was left ajar. That's when reality started to set in that something bad had happened. Thieves stole every piece of equipment from the building, including a transmitter. Elmore filed a report with the police on it. There was a meeting the other day between the owner and our investigators concerning the matter. Jasper Mayor David O'Meary told NBC News Thursday, at this point, we're still lacking information that we have to conduct a full-fledged investigation. WJLX notified the Federal Communications Commission that its AM station was silent. The station was hoping to continue broadcasting its program through the FM radio. WJLX notified the, we mentioned that. We requested a temporary authorization to keep the FM translator on until we get the AM back on the air, Elmore said on Thursday. But unfortunately, this morning I was notified the FCC denied our request to stay on the FM side. So actually, we're going to power down the transmitter. Despite the setbacks, Elmore has faith that WJLX will bounce back. Unfortunately, get this now, the site had no insurance. He said, we're a small market station. I guess they couldn't afford the insurance, right? Ugh. He said, we're going to get back. We're going to be back on the air as soon as possible, Elmore said. So, your radio, what I don't understand is, first of all, you probably need a flatbed truck to get that thing out of there, right? I would assume so. I mean, it's a 200-foot tower. That's up. That's 200 feet. It's pretty high. And they must have come in, and it looked like it was in the field somewhere, so it's not on a, like on a major road. It's not like Victory Avenue. You pull down a street. So I don't know how they did it. I'd like, after they catch these people, and they will catch them, I'm pretty sure of it. I'd like to know, because what are they going to do with it? What, are they going to sell it? I mean, you can't even use it for scrap. Towers aren't made. They're made of just metal. I mean, this, what are you going to do with it? And all the equipment, transmitters are tuned to a certain frequency, so they can't really sell that either. Any radio station buying a transmitter is going to report it. So I don't know what they're going to do. But were they on the air when they stole it? And all of a sudden they were off the air? And I mean, how did that happen? Now, I remember years and years and years and years ago, there was a station here. Don't quote me on this, but I think it was the station 1460 on the dial. Somebody had cut down their tower, cut the guy wires, and the tower fell, and it was laying on the ground. And I went over there to see it, only because, you know, radio people want to see those kind of things. And I don't know if it was in use, though. I am not sure if that tower was in use at the time. I'm not sure. But I just remember it was many years ago it happened. But, yeah, you hear about tornadoes taking them down or accidents or things like that, but people actually stealing a 200-foot tower. Not familiar with that. Hey, we know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we hate for you to forget Valentine's Day. So WRJN and Rasmus and Diamonds in here in Racine are teaming up to bring someone a prize filled with Valentine's Day celebration this year. Now, you have to stop by Rasmus and Diamonds today. Today's the last day to do it, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use any time in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a one-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theater is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket. You can use it Marcus locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz Estate House in Tosa. And, of course, a gift certificate from Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmus and Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years. Only natural they present this fun Valentine's Day giveaway. So all you have to do is stop by Rasmus and Diamonds, 6220 Washington Avenue, by today. Fill in an entry blank, all right? Good luck, Rasmus and Diamonds, and all our sponsors, and of course, WRJN. Wow, that is a nice prize package. The endless popcorn bucket, huh? I went to the movies yesterday, saw The Chosen. It's a series, but they show it in the movie theaters. And it was season 4, episodes 1, 2, and 3. It ran over 3 hours. It's good. It tells the story of Jesus and the Bible, is what it tells you. And all the little stories attached to it. But anyway, it was good. Yeah. We went on Super Bowl Sunday because we knew it wouldn't be crowded. That's what we went. Over three. It was a little over 3 hours. It was good, though. I had a good time. I love going to the movies. Get our hot dogs and everything and just relax. All right, so as you mentioned, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's the 14th. Don't forget that. Big day for chocolate fans. But if you hand someone this, maybe you deserve to get dumped on Valentine's Day. Chocolate-infused broccoli. Apparently, it's a thing now. A broccoli grower in the UK called Tenderstem partnered with a chocolate company, and they created Tender Chalk, even though Brock Chalk was right there for the taking, which probably would have been more sensible. Brock Chalk. Who wants broccoli-infused chocolate? Ugh. I don't like broccoli. Love chocolate, though. Try to get away from sweets, though. Lately, I've been eating too many sweets. I'm trying to steer away from just a little bit. Bought a chocolate bar from some guy hanging out at the front of Walmart the other day for some school project. And I gave it to my wife. I don't want to eat. I'm cutting back on sweets. It's 628 at WRJN Radio. Coming up at 7:06, we'll find out what's going on in downtown Racine with Kelly Cruz from the DRC, the Downtown Racine Corporation. The weather forecast, sunshine today with a high near 43, partly cloudy, lows around 28 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 37. Just gorgeous weather. A clear sky right now, 24 degrees, frost on the car this morning. Oh, no. Yeah, you got frost on your car, so scrape it or defrost it before you head out on the road so you can see where you're going, all right? Bucks against the Nuggets tonight here in Milwaukee. Or not here in Milwaukee, in Milwaukee. 6:30 p.m. game time on WRJN Radio. 6:29.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Prop 12 in California is not just an issue for Wisconsin pork producers. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. In reality, Prop 12 creates question marks for a lot of the commodities we produce here in Wisconsin. Dr. Brenda Battelle from UW River Falls is an agriculture economics professor that's keeping an eye on how other states react to Proposition 12, which basically created a whole different set of guidelines as far as raising and marketing pork in California was concerned. That ripple effect, she says, will have an impact on the markets you deal with no matter what you're growing.
From a agricultural perspective, as you said, it does become a little bit concerning if you have all these different states that impose production guidelines, and they could all be very different. So what we could end up creating is, oh, okay, I'm a producer in this state, and I'm producing only for, and it can only be sold in this state, how it goes. So there's a lot of uncertainty within the agricultural market, and that's going to throw, if that does go down that road, that's going to throw a lot of upheaval in basically our supply chain.
Dr. Brenda Battelle, she's an ag economist at UW River Falls, talking about the ripple effect Proposition 12 in California is having across the United States and potentially across the globe. Markets as we get rolling on a Monday morning. So far, holding firm in Chicago. Numbers are next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny at 157 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese dropped 3 1/4 cents to 157. The AA butter was down 5 1/2 cents, 269 a pound. This morning in Chicago, we've got new crop corn trading a half cent higher, currently at 468 and three quarters. Soybeans for November, currently trading up 2 1/4 cents at 1166. The wheat market for July new crop, currently down 3 at 597 and three quarters. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand as we get started on a Monday morning. Another reminder, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing happening in Wisconsin agriculture. Simple to do, just go to MidwestFarmReport.com. Just enter your email address and the pop-up screen will take it from there. And don't forget, March 1st, the deadline for your applications for Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Recognition across the state. Again, a downloadable form at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 37 on Wednesday. More sunshine with a high of 44. We could see a little light rain and snow on Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I got a great family. I got a 16-year-old daughter.
who just got her driver's license. So you should all drop to your knees and thank the good Lord above that you live here and not where we live. God, she's growing up. She's growing up, but I don't know when it happened, man. I used to buy her Minnie Mouse panties and little Winnie the Pooh underwear. I came home the other day and I was helping my wife fold clothes. I picked up this little pair of skimpy underwear. I looked at my wife and I said, hey, when are you going to wear these for me? She goes, I can't. They're your daughter's. To them. When the how to wash tag is the biggest piece of cloth on there.
WRJN, good morning. Coming up at 7:06, Kelly Cruz from the DRC, the Downtown Racine Corporation. A lot of events happening during the month of February, and we're going to talk about some of those with Kelly coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, we're going to go to our news center, and we're going to see what Stuart J. Waddles is keeping an eye on for us this morning. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director this morning. Here's what he has. There's still not a lot of information about a Kenosha homicide on Saturday night. It happened near Washington Middle School with a 20-year-old man found with multiple gunshot wounds. Police say the incident is being investigated as a homicide and no arrests have been made. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. No suspects are in custody at this point. A Racine County School Board recall race is shaping up. Four candidates are competing for two seats on the Raymond School Board in a recall election at the end of the month. The recall petitions against school board members Gwen Keller and Janelle Wise were certified in January, but Keller has resigned and not appearing on the ballot. Recall supporters accused Keller and Wise of violating open meeting laws. The Racine County Sheriff's Office investigated the open meeting law accusations but didn't recommend any charges. It's now been a week since anyone has heard from a missing 16-year-old from Waukesha County. The Sheriff's Department says the efforts have concluded search efforts in the Vernon area, but are continuing to investigate leads in connection with the missing Isaiah Kramer. His family is offering a reward for information leading to his return and is seeking community support for the search efforts. They're asking for donations for expenses and help in putting up flyers. The image of the teen is online right now. Some of the stories Stuart J. Waddles is keeping an eye on the news center today. That and lots more throughout the day right here on WRJN. All right, 6:37 in space news or science news. We're going to call it science news. NASA found an Earth-like planet just 137 light years away from us. What is that, like a weekend trip? We could do that in a weekend, 137 light years? How does that work? How fast do you have to travel to get there? And how do they know it's an Earth-like planet? Well, they got factories polluting the air and they got cars on the roads just like us. Odd but true. Raleigh became the capital of North Carolina because the state legislators liked the bar in the area. Isaac Hunter's Tavern. I guess that's as good a reason as any, huh? Pays to have a good agent. Jack Nicholson's contract for Batman gave him a percentage of the sequels. And though he was not in Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin, he still made $100 million from those pictures, even though he never appeared on them. See? Gotta have a good agent. Friday, the other day, was National Pizza Day. 26% of us eat it with a knife and fork. I do sometimes. Sometimes I do. If I'm with other people, I do. If I'm alone or with my wife, I just, shove it down. 19% of us don't eat the crust. Remember your mother said, crust is the most important part. Same thing with white bread. White bread. Crust is the most important part. And you believe that stuff at the time. Now that you're an adult, you knew it was a bunch of hogwash just to get you to finish the bread. 0% of Americans say they never eat pizza. Of course, we all eat pizza. We love it. What's your favorite kind? Mine is sausage and pepperoni pizza. I love that. So, and green peppers, green peppers, green peppers, pepperoni and sausage pizza. I'm trying to think if there's any other toppings I like. No, that's about it. And lots of cheese. Now, when it comes to frozen pizzas, the only ones we really like are the home run pizzas. You ever have home run? If you have the cheese pizza, it's just loaded with cheese. It's really good. We get the home run pizza. It's a good pizza. As frozen pizzas go. Let's see. A 49-year-old guy in Florida arrested after driving his truck back and forth through the waves on the beach. He told the cops it's not his fault the truck doesn't surf. Wonder if they gave him a ticket for being stupid. A woman in Arkansas says a church sermon about good things on the way inspired her to buy a Powerball ticket. She just won $100,000 for that ticket. I went to church yesterday. We didn't have any sermon that inspired me to buy a Powerball ticket. Nothing like that. If you like Trader Joe's frozen chicken pilaf, the USDA wants you to know a recent batch was contaminated with rocks. How'd rocks get into that? Into chicken pilaf. How did the rocks get in there? Enough that they had to do a recall. The FCC is outlawing scam robocalls featuring AI, that's artificial intelligence created voices. Why can't they just ban all scam robocalls? Why do they have to be those robocalls? Ban them all. Only the ones that use fake voices. All the other scam robocalls are okay. All right, the Super Bowl numbers are in on when it comes to food. Are you ready for this? Here's what we chowed down yesterday. You ready? It's kind of sickening. This will give you a stomach ache. 1.45 billion dollars in chicken wings were eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. 10 million pounds of ribs, 11.3 million pounds of potato chips, 25 million pounds of avocados. And we can't understand why we're getting fat. Here's some fun facts for you this morning. According to a study by MIT, the toughest tongue twister is pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod, which means absolutely nothing. I think the toughest one is toy, boat. Two words, toy, boat. Try saying that five times fast, those two words. You can't do it. Nobody can do it. Toy, boat. Five times fast. Toy, boat, toy, boat, toy, boat, toy, boat, toy, boat. That's the toughest one out there. You can't even remember the other one they gave you. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod. I don't know what that means. But toy boat is kind of the toughest one. The guy who did that voice, you've got mail for America Online. Well, he's now working as an Uber driver. There's only one country in the world where McDonald's serves McRibs year-round. And if you want a McRib year-round, you got to go to Germany. For some reason, that's the place. Here's exactly what you need right now. Another arbitrary reason for people not to date you. There's a trend on Twitter right now, or X as they call it now, where people are sharing which zodiac signs you should avoid dating. The runner-ups, Scorpio and Sagittarius. And the big winner, the worst one for dating is mine, Gemini. I'm a Gemini. That's the worst one for dating. Don't tell my wife that. So if you meet someone born between May 21st and June 20th, tell them to back away. Yeah, see, maybe some of my girlfriends from past years should have thought about that. I don't know. I don't think Geminis are that bad. I think we're okay. Someone got a patent for a pillow with a built-in cloth hand to hold. No word on if the pillows are being manufactured, so I guess you can hold onto a hand, a cloth hand, while you're sleeping at night. Kind of creepy. Odd but true. King Charles had a valet who was in charge of taking care of his teddy bear when he was in his 40s. That's true, by the way. Oh, we hope the king's okay. King is suffering with cancer right now. We hope everything works out for King Charles. A lot of problems in the health of his family there, all of a sudden. But we hope it all works out for the king. The first athlete ever to get a $1 million endorsement was not a football player, not a basketball player, not a baseball player, a bowler. I remember this guy. Champion Don Carter got a $1 million deal back in 1964 to endorse bowling balls from a company called Ebonite. See? Bowlers, that's where the money is. If you want to teach your kid to make a fortune, don't have him play football, baseball, or basketball. Have him bowl. That's where the money seems to be, right? Okay. Oh, let's see what else we got for you on this Monday morning. Someone figured out how to maximize vacation days next year by grouping them around holidays, for example. Let's see. You could take the Thursday and Friday before Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and you get that Monday off, too. That's 5 days in a row, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. In April, you could take the full week before Easter if your company's closed on Good Friday and Easter Monday. Only requires 4 vacation days with both weekends. That's a 10-day break. In July, take Monday, July 3rd. If that's, I don't know, is Monday, July 3rd this year? I'm not sure. I don't think so. When that becomes a weekend, it's a 4-day break. You take a full week around Veterans Day in November and the 3 days before Thanksgiving. It's 8 vacation days. Gives you 17 days off in a row. I never thought about any of this stuff. And next December, take the 4 work days between Christmas and New Year's, and you'll have 10 days off in a row. See, people put a lot of thought into this stuff. We had a guy working for us. He's no longer with us. He was a nice guy. He worked at this company for a while, too, a short time. Jim Polensky. Jim Walker was his radio name. And a single guy. And he used to take his vacation 3 years in advance. He used to put in the week before Christmas and New Year's. And he used to put it in 3 years in advance, and nobody else was able to take it off. He didn't do it here. He did it at another radio station I worked at. And people complained about it. And I was program director at the time, and I said, you know what? You can do the same thing he's doing. You just have to beat him to it. And they say, well, I don't know, because my wife and my kids, and well, he doesn't have a wife and kids, so he doesn't have to worry about that. So he puts it in 3 years in a row, and there was nothing in the handbook that said you couldn't do it. So he did it. And every year, he got off between Christmas and New Year's that week. And everybody complained about it. But he did it and they didn't. If you wanted that week off, you shouldn't have gotten married and had kids. And you could have done what he did. Because he had no one to answer to, Jim. He did what he wanted to do. That's one of the benefits, by the way. They always say being single, you don't have anybody to answer to. You can do whatever you want. But that's what he did. Here are 3 ways to calm down if you're about to freak out at work. Breathe in for 10 seconds, then breathe out, of course, for 10 seconds. Do that 10 times. Stare at something blue. All right, I got a pad in front of me with a blue top to it. Let me stare at that thing. Nope, doesn't work. Still anxious. Or squeeze between the knuckles of your pointer finger and your middle finger. Between the knuckles of your pointer finger and middle finger. Squeeze between. How do you do that? So you do the knuckles. I don't even know what they're talking about. Squeeze between the. Oh, I see it down there. Yeah. No, not anxious anymore. It worked. Oh, yeah. More than half of us say we'd be happy to leave our job if a better one came up. The things that would make us stay at our current job, of course, paying more money than you can get somewhere else, providing above average benefits, a fun work environment, and a flexible work environment. Gee, where's that place? We want to work there, right? Lots of money. Lots of flexibility, lots of fun, great benefits. Yeah, who's providing this, by the way? Do we know? All right. Let's see here. 25% of women, 20% of men say if their significant other surprises them with a gift, they'll immediately assume something is wrong. This is assuming it's not Valentine's Day or another holiday. The most common assumption is the other person is cheating. So what are you saying? No gifts? Don't give a gift to anybody? You know. If it's not a holiday or something, not a birthday or something like that, I got to remember that. My wife says to me, why don't you get me anything? Because I don't want you to think I'm cheating, so I don't get you anything. If you wouldn't assume that, that's interesting. Study found the most awkward social situations include introducing someone when you don't know their name. Oh, yeah. Bumping into someone you don't like. Being interviewed for a new job and meeting your current partner's ex. No, not knowing somebody's name. Many times I've done that where I can't remember their name and I don't know what to do. I was at a funeral and somebody said, hi, Don. I couldn't remember the woman's name. I did eventually. But it took I was sweating, panicking. Remember the guy sweating in the movie Airplane? It was just dripping off his forehead. That was me. When I can't remember somebody's name. 649 WRJN. We're talking events downtown coming up shortly with Kelly Cruz from the DRC. So here we are.
listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Soldier Coven. Remember that group? That was from the movie Billy Jack. I don't know if you remember that film back around 1971, Billy Jack. Or, yeah, we're in 71, 72, around there, yeah. Starred a guy named Tom Laughlin, who made a career out of being Billy Jack. He was in the movie Born Losers, where they first introduced the character. Then they had Billy Jack, then Billy, the trial of Billy Jack, then Billy Jack goes to Washington. And Tom Laughlin from Milwaukee even ran for president of the United States, made his announcement in Milwaukee, his hometown there. I don't think he's long with us anymore, Tom Laughlin. But yeah, he made a lot of money being Billy Jack. Sued Warner Brothers because he said when they released the film, they just threw it at the bottom of a double bill. And he won his lawsuit against Warner Brothers, made millions off that. Made millions off the movie, too. Great movie. It looked kind of amateurish, but it was okay. It was all right. The sequels were terrible, but the movie was good. I have an autographed copy, a VHS copy of Billy Jack by Tom Laughlin and his wife. I forget her name. She starred in the movie as well. She was one of the writers of the film. They both autographed my copy of Billy Jack.
One tin soldier rides away.
6:53 at WRJN Radio. If you're just waking up and you went to sleep before the Super Bowl was over, Kansas City Chiefs won. They beat the San Francisco 49ers. I was going to kid you and say the 49ers won, but that was a very to put you into cardiac arrest or something. Yeah, they won in the overtime. It's only the second time a Super Bowl's been in overtime. So they won. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is the MVP. I think it's the second or third time. Yeah, this is the second straight Super Bowl the Chiefs won, third in 5 years out of Vegas. And no, Taylor Swift did not make an announcement endorsing Joe Biden after the game. And no, there was no proposal of marriage after all those people who had those conspiracy theories. Of course, that's exactly what they are. They look so stupid this morning. When you come up with a conspiracy theory like that, you have to weasel out of it the next morning. And you know how they're weaseling out of it? They're saying, well, because we exposed it, that's why they didn't do it. Yeah, right. I saw a funny, this radio guy who I follow on Facebook, he posts funny memes every day. and one was a cartoon, and it showed two people coming to the door and this guy answering, and they said, "Hi, we're peddling conspiracy theories. We're hoping you're a stupid idiot." I thought that was funny. So anyway, I heard it was an exciting game. I didn't see any of it, but I heard the second half is very exciting. And so if you watch the game, good. If you got a bellyache this morning, you ate too much food. It's very simple. Saw a little bit of the halftime show, about 15 seconds of it, with Usher and Alicia Keys. Usher skating around on this. I assume that was him skating. Did a good job. You know, he did the whole show on roller skates. Everybody did the whole show on roller skates. It was pretty nice. All right, another news this morning, according to the survey, what's the right age to get your kid their first cell phone? Well, let's put it in perspective here. Their first kiss, they say, should be at 15, not before. They should get a job at 15 and a half, but their first cell phone should be given to them at age 14. Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I always see these, whenever I'm, yesterday I was driving home and from church, and I was crossing over the street, and this person started to walk into the street. They were looking at their cell phone and paying no attention. Now, I stopped to let them cross, but they were paying zero attention to what was going on around them because she was on her cell phone. She was tapping away on it, just walking across the street, paying no attention. That's how people get killed. 18% of parents say they regret what they named their kid. The top reason is the name was too trendy at the time, and too many other kids have it now. Yeah, Donald, how's that? I had to go through life as Donald Duck. And all the kids call me Donald Duck. Later on, it was Ronald McDonald. My brother, Jeffrey, there's not too many. You can't make fun of that name. It's just one of those names that just, you know, it's a good name. Supposedly, you can become a millionaire by age 30 by following these simple steps. Don't waste money on showing off. Never save money except to invest it. Avoid debt that doesn't pay for itself. Work around the clock. And get a millionaire mentor. Well, that sounds easy enough to become a millionaire. At least one in four people lie about their exercise routine. Here are the lies. How many times a week we exercise. How long we exercise for. How far we ran. How far we biked. Pretending we actually did anything at all. The type of exercises we do. How fit we are in general. The last time we exercise. The number of sit-ups or push-ups we can do. And how much we can lift. Yep, that's about it. We lie about all that stuff, right? Here's a neat travel tip. If you want to increase your chances of having your luggage come out first at baggage claim, have them put a fragile sticker on your bag. Let them do it. When you check in for your flight, make your bag more likely to be loaded last on the plane, first to come out. There's always a scam involved. You always have to lie about something to get something you want. There's always a scam. Let's see. A lot of us would like to join a gym to get in better shape. We're too embarrassed to walk our flabby bodies there to be judged. So 28% won't join a gym until we get in better shape. Something sounds odd about that, doesn't it? We're flabby. We want to get in shape, but we won't go to a gym until we get in shape. Okay. Makes perfect sense. Okay. Coming up, we're going to talk to Kelly Cruz in just a moment here from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Find out a lot of fun events going on downtown in the month of February, so we'll talk to her about that. Sunny today, highs near 43 degrees, beautiful day, partly cloudy, lows around 28 tonight, sunshine tomorrow with a high near 37. Right now it's a clear sky, 24 degrees at WRJN, a Civic Media station, hometown radio, refreshed. I'm Don Rosen, it's 6:58.
Sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.